Railways. Railways. I did laugh a little earlier when I heard such positivity being talked about our railways. As some of you will know, I trek up from Devon every weekend, and it can be a challenge at times, and including on South Western, which has been which was renationalised, I think, this time last year. Anyway, Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander has announced that the UK's largest train operator services are being taken into public ownership. So that's heralding the nationalisation of Go Via Thames Link as a defining moment in our reform of the railway. Go Via Thames Link services carry more passengers than any other operator, account for 1 in 6 train journeys in Britain. And it has 4 brands: Southern, Thames Link, Great Northern and Gatwick Express. What difference will it mean to you and I? Well, I'm joined by Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Matthew.
I keep laughing because I naively thought I would experience a radical change in my journey when Southwestern was taken into public ownership. And I must say, first of all, that the staff on Southwestern, every one of them I've spoken and met to, is a diamond. But the service is challenging, at least. What's your feeling just about this announcement? Is this good news as far as you're concerned at Rail Future?
Well, it's not really news because it's totally predictable. We knew this was happening. This is a renationalisation process that has been timetabled for many years. You know, so we knew when the franchise was going to end. We knew it was going to lapse back into national ownership again. And you know, for the rail passenger, they're going to notice almost no difference at all. Bear in mind, as has happened with the other franchises which have been brought back into public ownership, we're talking about the same trains running to the same timetables, with the same drivers and the same staff and the same managers largely. So it's business as usual, really.
Will there be, he says somewhat naively, but will there be an improvement in service when we've eventually totally re-nationalised our railways, and will things improve?
Well, there's certainly an opportunity for things to improve if Great British Railways gets its act together and is well managed. What I'm slightly optimistic for, not too optimistic, but slightly optimistic, but bear in mind that, you know, the privatised rail network we had was a bit of a tangled web of contracts and franchises and different operators and subcontractors and what have you. So hopefully there will be economies of scale, a more coherent management across the board, and maybe renationalisation could be an improvement. But it's a big maybe. Yeah.
It's a big maybe, but I'm open to the idea. I don't like profit being taken out of public services, as listeners will be painfully aware, and our railways and energy and of course our water systems. Bruce Williamson, pleasure talking to you. I'm going to cling to that tiny thread of optimism you threw out for me there.